710 ESPN, live from the CarMax studios. CarMax, the way car buying should be. This is LA Sports Live.
Who wants to be Burr? Who wants to be Hamilton?
It's high noon. Time for a showdown.
You and I will walk our 10 paces, turn, and shoot. Granted, if I shoot straight, I might hit you in the knee. You better pray I hit you in the knee and nowhere else.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
It is time for the Langer's High Noon Showdown. Michael Thompson and I will play the role of Andrew Siciliano, who is en route. We're hearing now, an hour away, Drew Belzer?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe.
As the G4 flies, and then the helicopters pick him up.
Once he lands on the helipad upstairs, they'll bring him down.
We usher everyone
police
upstairs.
Escort.
I'm just coming in a biplane. You know, one of those things, planes with the two wings.
That he's out there flipping the propeller.
He's got his scarf on and his goggles on. He's in one of those kind of planes. That's why it's taking him so long to get back.
Had
to refuel about 20 times. Iowa, Nebraska, places
sure,
like that.
Sure. What do you? By the way, what did you get over there? I see a stack. It's hard to even see you with all the food.
Langer's makes so many beautiful sandwiches, so many delicious sandwiches. Hard to choose from, but my favorite is always the pastrami with some latkes. That's
yeah.
Potato pancakes. And some pickles. I even got some potato salad. So whatever Langer's brings over, I want. But every time I try to take four or five sandwiches, all you guys always look at me like I'm being greedy. So
right, well, you are.
Just take one.
Well, Michael, I mean, obviously they had no idea. The great people of Langer's are here today. Had no idea that Andrew was going to be gone. But they brought the Turkey Club, which is the greatest sandwich ever invented.
You like the Turkey Club? That's your favorite?
No.
Nothing wrong with that. I love it, too.
Kidding me?
Yeah, I love Turkey Club, too, boy. Ooh.
All right, let's fire this thing up. I'll be playing for Tremaine in Moreno Valley. You have Ashner in Los Angeles, Michael.
Ooh. Asher?
Ashner.
Ashner.
Oh, Ashner.
Okay. Yeah, there's an N in there.
Ed Ashner? Isn't he? That's not the famous one.
I don't know.
Ed Ashner.
Is that right?
Ed Ashner? At Mary Lou time also?
I think it's
Ashner. Asner.
Asner. Oh, yeah. Asner. That's right.
Maybe.
Sorry about that, Ash. Let's kick some ash.
All right.
There you go, Michael.
Somebody get going quick.
All right. That was a pretty good Super Bowl last night. Had a little bit of everything. Some big plays from Peyton Manning and Pierre Garçon.
Peyton takes the snap. Here comes the pressure. He stays in. Lost it toward the end zone. Touchdown! Pierre Garçon! Garçon's third postseason touchdown. Colts lead 9-0 with 36 seconds left in quarter number one.
Some gutsy play calls, like a surprise onside kick to open the second half.
Thomas Morstead with his handle off, steps into the football, and it's an onside kick. And it's going to be covered up by Chris Reese, I believe. He had it momentarily. They're still fighting for it. No indication as yet. Like working on an avocado. There's the first indication. And after the Who plays at halftime, maybe it's the Colts who are saying we won't get fooled again, because the Saints fooled them to begin the second half with an onside kick and came away with it.
And a shocking turnover from Peyton Manning.
Manning in the shotgun puts Colley in motion, looks in his direction, it's picked off, it's picked off, it's Tracy Porter again, he's running free, he's going to go all the way, hands outstretched, it is a Saints touchdown, 70 yards on the return, 70 yards on the return by Porter, he did it to Favre, and now he's done it to Manning.
You guys remember that call when Brett Favre was intercepted? Same guy.
Sure.
Listen
Brett
to this
Favre
one.
Goes back to pass. He pumps. Now he fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. It was intercepted by Tracy Porter. Near side to the 40. And John Sullivan runs him down at the 47-yard line. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
Looking at that play, he should have just held on to a call. He should have. He could have easily gotten 5 or 6 yards if he would have just pulled that thing down and dove forward.
But why do you even ponder passing? I mean, you can take a knee and try a 56-yard field goal.
You idiot.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
You idiot.
That is the
best.
You
know he wanted to say that.
That was good, but listen to the interception from Peyton again, and you'll kind of hear the same enthusiasm.
Manning in the shotgun puts Colley in motion, looks in his direction, it's picked off, it's picked off,
it's picked
Tracy
off.
Porter again, he's running free, he's going to go all the way, hand out stretch, it is a Saints touchdown, 70 yards on the return, 70 yards on the return by Porter, he did it to Favre, and now he's done it to Manning.
Yes, he did. Okay, tons of great plays.
I guess you could say Porter carried it all the way to the house. Get it? Porter? I got to write it. I got to write all these things down for you.
You really did? No, I completely understood.
He's a porter, and porter carries stuff.
I got it. Right. I did actually get it.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
Brewster.
A porter carries bags?
Yeah,
oh,
a
car?
Okay. Yeah,
oh,
sure. Carried it.
A porter. That makes sense now. What will be your one lasting memory of Super Bowl 44, Michael Thompson?
Well, of course, you just played it. The Peyton pick. That clinched the game. I thought about Tracy Porter's family members at that moment. Probably, can you imagine the people, the ones who weren't at the game, all of his friends and family members at the whatever house gathering they were at watching that and watching their boy take the ball all the way back for the clinching touchdown in the Super Bowl. That had to be a moment that their family and their friends will never forget for the Porter people. So to me, that stands out the most because that obviously clinched the ring for the Saints. They can start ordering up the rings after that happened.
The lasting memory will be realizing in this game at halftime how old I really am. Because when The Who came out and Pete Townsend looked older than my grandpa and he was jamming We Won't Get Fooled Again, I realized at that moment that life is passing me by. There's more in the rear view probably than in the front. And that the NFL is going to have to get past the whole Justin
60s?
Timberlake,
the 60s?
You know, Gate scandal, and find some new rock and roll bands if that's what they're going to do. They don't want to have the hip hop element. They're going to have to find some new rock and roll bands
there
that are
no
under the age of 70 years old because that was old last night.
Yeah, I didn't like The Who. I don't know.
I love The Who.
Who would you like to see next year? Which rock and roll legends would you like to see who aren't too old could be out there? Like I said,
they got to be something safe. They're not going to go with something crazy.
But that's just it. All the great rock groups are from the 60s, unless you want to go Chili Peppers.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
if
they're not like famous. They're not legends.
All right,
like
how about a reunited Van Halen with David LeBron?
Oh, now you're talking.
Now, see, that'd be nice. See? All right,
that would
work.
Be sweet.
That
like
would
that.
Work, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
I like that one.
Did you guys see when Breeze was up on the podium, him holding his son who had the earphones
on? Yeah, sure.
That's what I'll remember.
Oh, whatever.
The Who is not the right answer. Peyton's pick is the right answer. Hey. Michael Thompson wins round one. The New Orleans Saints had a nice weekend. They won Super Bowl 44.
Get ready to party with the Lombardi, New Orleans.
It's already started, I promise you, my friend.
The miracle in Miami has happened. The Saints have won the Super Bowl.
Possibly even more shocking was the Lakers' win at the Rose Garden in Portland without Kobe Bryant.
Final 5 seconds will come off the clock as the Lakers' five-year nightmare in Portland is finally over. And ironically enough, it comes on a night in which they are forced to play without Kobe Bryant. They lose Andrew Bynum for the second half. And despite that, the Lakers pulling out an awfully gritty win. They do it behind 22 rebounds from Lamar Odom and some big timely play from the bench as the Lakers win it 99-82.
Who had the best and who had the worst weekend in sports, Brian Long?
The worst weekend had to be, well, Portland, frankly, because they had dominance over this Laker team. The one thing they could hang their hat on, even though they were going to lose every year when they got into the playoffs, is that they could always count on beating the Lakers at the Rose Garden. That is dead. So Portland had the worst weekend. The best weekend has to be the Saints and the good people of New Orleans who are able, as an entire community, to sort of celebrate, exhale, and realize that what happened 4.5 years with Katrina is now behind them. The good times have come back to the city of New Orleans. So I would say more than just the Saints, the entire New Orleans nation.
Well, the best, Funches, are you ready for me, boy? The best, who had the best this weekend, reminded me of something that's kind of cool.
Illinois Central,
this is Arlo Guthrie singing City of New Orleans, one of my favorite cars, 60s ballads. So with the celebration of New Orleans going on all around the country, like you said, Brian Long, this is a classic old ballad by Arlo Guthrie, and I love ballads from the 60s. So Arlo Guthrie, to me, because of the New Orleans win, had the best weekend.
No doubt, he has a sweet voice.
Would you like to see him at halftime?
You know, that wouldn't be bad.
He'll be next year.
This year with New Orleans winning.
Stop.
The worst weekend had to be Archie Manning. His son loses the Super Bowl, and the team and the city he is revered in and he played for is partying like it's Mardi Gras. and he cannot be a part of it. It's got to be killing him from both sides. So Archie Manning had the worst weekend.
That is true. I got, you know what? As much as I want to concede that, that has got to be terrible for Archie Manning to get it, you know, on both sides. But both
yeah, I feel
sons,
bad that his sons only have two World Cup.
I was about right to say.
That's true.
Both have won. Everyone can't be happy all the time.
Hey, but I tell you, going from a person who's experienced losses in championship, you don't think about the ones you win. The ones you lose haunt you forever.
Yeah, but you can always then get over it by looking at the ones you win.
No, you don't. You know what? Because I want
two. Tell that. You know what?
I want two. You know when I look at the two? I think of the two I didn't get.
Yeah, but.
That's player.
You know what? Charles Barkley would trade places with you in a minute.
That's true. If he got the two and only won two. But when you get the four and only win two, the two that you didn't get hurts more than the two you won feels good.
Because you're greedy.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't get many chances at this, so when you get a chance, you want it.
It's true.
No offense to Arlo Guthrie's great-great-great-grandson who's listening right now, but I'm going to go with Brian Long.
See, you know, you're not a child of the 60s.
No,
appreciate
no,
it.
I'm not.
That's your problem.
Can't you see Michael with the Hendrix wig and the full?
Oh, yeah. The bell bottoms, the flower pants.
Sure.
You betcha. The big collars and the shirts open up down to your navel. Of course.
Venice
we all dressed like that.
With a guitar and some bongos.
Heck yeah.
Kicking it, poetry.
Oh, I miss those days. And the platform shoes.
Yeah.
Big afros. Oh, bring them back. When are they coming back?
True.
Round three. The Lakers are now 1-0 without Kobe. That win being their first win at Portland since I think Arlo Guthrie was relevant. Hey. It seems like the Lakers can still survive without the Black Mamba. Guys, how long can the Lakers survive without Kobe, and how long should he sit for? Brian Long.
Well, game time is 7:30 tonight, correct? So by my estimation, we are looking about 6 hours and 45 minutes without Kobe Bryant in the lineup, because the Spurs coming to town are a completely different story than a Portland team playing without Brandon Roy, who I think, Michael, was at the very least a wash without Roy in and Kobe. I'm not saying he's of Kobe's elk, but to that team, he means that much.
Oh, yeah, he's the Kobe Bryant for that team. No question.
That was a wash. They caught the rotation right in beating Portland. They don't have him tonight. It's going to be a problem.
Although Portland didn't have two of their big guys, too, so
yeah.
It was only just missing Brandon Roy.
Well, technically, Bynum wasn't there either.
Yeah, that's true. Well, for Kobe, I think the Lakers can survive without him through the All-Star break. Obviously, they got a tough game tonight against the Spurs, a tough one up in Utah. But I think Kobe needs to just rest. Forget about overall best record, because it looks like Cleveland won't lose again. I think they've got 11 losses. They may go, let's see, let me do the math here. They may go 71-11 the way they're playing. So forget about that. Get healthy, Kobe. Rest up. Even Phil Jackson is suggesting or hinting that you should just rest up through the All-Star break and concentrate on best record in the West. And face facts, looks like we're going to have to go to Cleveland for games 1 and 2, Brian Long. You're going to be hanging out in Cleveland for games 1 and 2 and possibly games 6 and 7 to win the title.
Yeah, I mean, it's early February. I think you want Kobe at his best April, May, and June. I'm going to give the victory to Michael Thompson. Oh. Ashner in Los Angeles wins a $100 gift certificate to Langer.
Oh, Ashner. My gosh.
Congratulations, Ashner. I recommend the latkes.
Yeah, the latkes and the club. We got the people of the good people from Langer's. By the way, 7th and Alvarado. If you keep, you know, everyone walks up and says, where is this place? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's an institution in Los Angeles. But if you're new to the city, that's where it's at. 7th and Alvarado,
can't
Langer's Deli. And so
Trish, get over here.
Did we get robbed?
She doesn't want to talk. She's too shy.
Did we get robbed?
We want to find out how your dad's doing with the knee injury. Is he back up? And is a knee replacement surgery? Is he back up and back in the kitchen and fixing his sandwiches where he belongs? Get up here to the microphone. Don't be shy.
You know our guy, Dr. Clapper, was on that surgery.
Dr. Clapper?
Yeah, he did the
guy who invented the clapper.
He wishes. He's our guy from Cedar Sinai.
Trish, are you shy?
Very shy.
Pretend you're just hanging out with the girls. You're just talking to the girls here.
Yeah, we look like it.
Michael.
Exactly. Yeah.
My dad's doing okay.
He's doing okay.
Recovering.
Walking without a limp right now, or what's is he still got his foot up on the couch and ordering you guys around to wait on him hand and foot?
My mom is taking care of him.
That's
today.
Right.
All right, I got to ask the question, because I've always, you know, as someone who is fat, I've always thought
fat. You're healthy.
So I always thought, man, wouldn't that be the greatest thing in the world to like my favorite restaurant, if my parents owned it? Do you eat the deli a lot? Because, I mean, you obviously don't look like you eat a ton of deli all the time. I mean, you look, you know, you're look just fine.
If I ate there,
I would be the size of a house. Do you get to eat it all the time?
I do eat it all the time, but I try to watch it when I can.
See, you
I
couldn't
eat a lot
do that,
of tuna.
No, my father's in known language. I'd eat up all the profits. He'd have to ban me from the restaurant. It tastes too good. Dad, I'm here to eat again. Get out of here, son.
Yeah, that's, well, it's fabulous stuff. 7th and Alvarado, Langer's Deli. Michael Thompson, I got robbed on this one, and so did Tremaine. He got robbed in
You didn't get robbed from good appetite, though, did you? Didn't you eat well?
It's really good, that's I got to tell you. I'm halfway through.
Yeah, and Ashna, go over there, boy, and you're going to $100 worth of Langer's. That could feed me for a month.
Michael.
All right, 2 days.
Thank you. Michael Thompson, I'm Brian Long, in for Andrew Siciliano.
Trish, that wasn't so bad, was it?
No.
There you go.
It was a little painful. Okay, it was very painful. But fun.
The High Noon Showdown brought to you by Langer's Deli. We'll come back. We'll ask that very question about Kobe Bryant. Should he sit or should he play? He's Michael Thompson. I'm Brian Long. 710 ESPN, ESPNLosAngeles.com.